Hi, it's 7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by the pride of Toca, Louisiana, Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
I don't know if I've ever spoken to you or not, but it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Tell me what St. Bernard Parish is doing to get ready for this event. Give me the timing on it as far as what you're hearing and what you did yesterday, which I think is kind of interesting, of the day before. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, we actually prepare all year long for heavy rain events and hurricane season. You know, we got part of St. Bernard Parish that is outside hurricane protection in the eastern end of our parish. So, well, we have tide protection levees down there and pump stations. And so we have a group of guys that maintain those levees and do inspections on those levees to make sure we're safe on the eastern end. And then everything on the west side of that's hurricane protection. We have the guys out on a regular basis that are flushing drains, cleaning drainage canals. A couple of years back, we inherited another 60 miles of drainage canal and 8 major drainage pump stations. And, you know, we was only about 65% pump capacity with those pump stations. Today, we had 100% pump capacity with those pump stations, and we have pretty much all of our drainage canals. We had the vegetation and settlement removed out of most of these canals in St. Bernard Parish. We still have a few miles of canal left that we're working on. You know, we have quite a few. We have 5 different locations that we set up for sandbag operations where the residents of St. Bernard Parish can come in and bag their own sandbags and take what they need. Pretty much what we do.
And tell me what you did about getting tires out of the drainage system yesterday. Was that you or somebody else?
Well, no, that was myself and my team, my public works team from the road yard. We, you know, it's good. I started in government back in 1981, and I've never left government. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had a great opportunity to work under the police jury system. I had great opportunity. I worked under every parish president St. Bernard has ever had. In a full-time position. So learning everything in field operations, I've always had a great responsibilities in field operations. So, you know, over the 4 decades of the knowledge and experience of knowing the directions of the drains and the size of the pipes and the location of the manholes and things like that, it's a big help. So every now and then I have to get out in the field and give the guys a little bit of knowledge. That's what we did yesterday. We went into a canal called the Blood Canal. It used to be an old slaughterhouse up in Harrabee and years ago, and there's an open ditch, an open canal, and it's named the Blood Canal, where all the blood would run through the canal when they were slaughtering the animals. Mm. And there was an axle must have broke off of a truck, off of a dually truck, with both tires still hooked together, went into the canal and wedged up in the inside of a 36-inch pipe. So, of course, the only way to get that out was to get some people to crawl in, hook some chains to it, and work it back out of that way. And that's what we did yesterday.
What I think is interesting about you is that, given your experience, especially when it comes to public works, I don't think anybody's going to snow you because you pretty well know the way everything works, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to field operation, it doesn't matter what it is in the field operation. You know, being involved for more than, you know, it's actually this year, it makes 44 years of me being involved. And, you know, my new position as parish president, it's like, it's pretty much just simple math on running, you know, running numbers and make sure that we can stay within the budget. But field operation, it takes a lot of knowledge and experience to run field operation. And I'm blessed with a lot of the workers that I had opportunities to work with. I still have workers here that's been with me 25, 30 years, you know. So that goes a long ways with field operations, with our water and sewer. You know, it's a lot of work with public works, with field operation, water and sewer, and our road department. It's a lot of work.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back, talk about the timing of this event, what your concerns are. And also, I want to talk about your hat, because I've never seen you without the hat. And I know you're a cattleman. We'll talk about that as well. We're talking to Louis Pomez. I've never spoken to him before. St. Bernard Parish President seems like a very competent man. And if y'all are in St. Bernard, you got any questions, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. That's the Oakland Jeweler talking text line. Please don't ever text and drive. Traffic now, WWL. Let's go ahead and round up. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Parish President Louis Pomez with St. Bernard. Parish President, you are a real cowboy, are you not, with the cowboy hat that I see you wearing all the time? Somebody texted in and said, fun fact, that you were a mounted deputy as well for some time in St. Bernard. So you are a cowboy. You know your way around these things, don't you?
Yeah, I did. I did a little bit of time with our sheriff's department, and still today I work very close with our Sheriff Pullman, and along with all of his deputies and detectives and narcotics agents. So, a little bit of experience throughout every branch of government in St. Bernard Parish. You know?
But with the hat, you have a cattle business, don't you? Aren't you worried at some point in the cattle business?
I do. I have a couple hundred mama cows, and during calf season, we pretty much double the herd. It's pretty big, pretty nice size cattle ranch.
Head them up, move them out. Somebody wants to know about timeline. First of all, sandbag locations in St. Bernard Parish, and somebody wants to know about timeline with the rain event when you're concerned.
Okay. As of right now, the sandbags, we're going to have five different locations for sandbags. I can give you them addresses. It's going to be at the St. Bernard Port at 100 Port Boulevard in Chalmette. It's better known by the Kaiser.
You know what might be better, Louie, if you can just give me a website where people can go? Is there one?
Yeah, St. Bernard Parish Government website. Yep.
You're spelling all that out?
Yep. Okay. St. Bernard Parish.
St. Bernard Parish Government. You can find out where the locations are. Somebody texting in, as you mentioned, the port sir?
That's correct. Homeland Security.
All right. About the port in St. Bernard Parish, and has anything changed between when you were running and now? Your thoughts on that port, and what is the status of that being built in St. Bernard Parish?
Well, that's we're under litigation with that situation with the port. There's not a whole lot that I can say because of the litigation going on, but there's concerns of the roadway, there's concerns of the rail traffic, and there's also concerns of the river traffic.
So timing again on the rain event for this weekend, your main concern is what? What are they telling you?
Well, our main concern is we're looking at more into this afternoon after between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. We may be getting hit with some heavy showers, but tomorrow, I think Thursday and Friday, we're expecting more heavy rain. I think that's going to be our two worst days. We're looking at the forecast right now to see what the situation is going to be for Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure, as always. Good to talk to you. Louis Pomez. And look, don't take this wrong, but I hope we don't talk to you a lot during hurricane season, because that means everything's going fine, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
There
Thank you
go.
So much.
Thank you. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass about crime. We come back here on WWL.